A large crowd gathered in Marshall Park in uptown Charlotte this afternoon. The rally, organized by the organization Comunidad Colectiva, was in response to recent ICE arrests throughout the state, including Charlotte. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reports.
Chants flooded Marshall Park as organizers joined together protesting recent ICE raids in which roughly 200 people were arrested. People held signs that read, "Stop separating families," and "ICE out of Charlotte," and "Immigrants make America great." Kelly McCrell had a special message on her homemade sign.
My sign today says, "Jesus is brown immigrants," and so just recognizing that to stand in authenticity in my faith, I have to understand that by welcoming Christ and welcoming the neighbors, that's important.
For Brazilian immigrant Giselle Vernec Salgado, it wasn't so much a sign, but a shirt she was wearing that shared her message. Her shirt had 287G written and crossed out in reference to the federal program which detains jail inmates who are not legal citizens. The program was recently ended in Mecklenburg County by Sheriff Gary McFadden.
I've told everyone I know that's Brazilian to come out and support if they can, especially if you have papers, because it's a lot safer to do so. But I think it will show people that are afraid that they're not alone.
Blanca Hernandez from Union County was doing just that. She legally immigrated from Mexico about 3 years ago, but had been working in the States on a visa before that. Hernandez says she doesn't carry her passport on her, and she worries about these raids becoming more regular.
And why are these things happening? And when they say that this is the new normal, it's just outrageous. I don't even know how to tell you how scary it is for me.
ICE has said it's targeting people who are in the country illegally with criminal records. Even still, Hernandez says she's heard reports of legal citizens being arrested under the assumption they were in the country illegally. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.